This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how privatization seems to be everywhere in the UK and monopolies are rising in the USA. When privatization of public services is ubiquitous, it's actually kind of scary, as I just witnessed in England and Scotland. Catching a train from Edinburgh to London, I did a double take when I saw a pink Virgin train rolling down track 3 towards me as I waited to jump from Haymarket to the Waverley Station in Edinburgh. I thought they were airlines and I thought they were music stores. I even thought Virgin was trying to go to space. Once in the massive old Victorian-looking station at Waverley, there seemed to be a smorgasbord of different companies before I ended up plopping down into a seat on a train called East Coast, thanks to the help of someone with First on their jacket and Robert on their name tag, all of which were various private companies, I'm sure. In London, I did a triple take at seeing small garbage dumpsters, or bins as they call them, with Viola's name all over them, and that was true of a number of garbage trucks there as well. One union, our union, has, of course, an agreement with Veolia as a private company managing the bus and ferry services in New Orleans and making it not so much a small as a scary world of privatization gone wild. Of course, the ideology is all about competition on both sides of the water, and doubtlessly it rings equally hollow on each shore, but with differences. In London, when I was doing my first day of community organizer training, I started to give an example of picking appropriate tactics tailored to the target, and use the example of not hitting the meter reader with everything you have when you want to save that for the utility company and its boss. The blank stares quickly educated me the fact that even when it comes to utilities, they have choices in England because half a dozen or more companies with correspondingly different prices offer power. Cell phone and internet service, yes, you guessed it, cheaper and of course much faster. The slowest service, my friends in Scotland were explaining, is almost the fastest premium service for businesses in the US. A piece in the Times I scanned quickly as I ran for Heathrow then, because it should be much required reading for both weak-kneed FCC and our straight-backed Attorney General Eric Holder. The reporter looked at the impact for consumers. Wow, that's radical already, of the FCC rejecting the merger of T-Mobile and AT&T, and then ticked off examples of how, following the rejection, T-Mobile had essentially turned the cell phone market upside down by canceling two-year mandatory contracts and pretty much anything else that's been a burr in the saddle of millions of consumers. And the result? Well, they're growing, and for customers, it's been forcing prices to begin falling because, voila, there's real competition rather than monopoly pricing. Finally, they're even breaking the bundle and separating phone from data services, which has been a personal bugaboo of mine for years now. Underlying the point, this is a shot across the bow to arrogant money walks, everybody else just talks stance that Comcast has taken to snubbies its nose and lobbyists at any talk of the obvious monopoly it's expanding by thumbing its nose, as I said, at both the government and the consumers with its efforts to buy times warmer and strangle the internet and lock the door behind them. If it worked for cell phones, why not cable? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.